Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Hello, my giggly galentines. I know it's not February, but I liked it.
But love is in the air.
Wait a second. We have a surprise guest.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Who is it? Hello?
Oh, my God. What? Hi,
guys.
Oh, my
God. You guys always do this to me.
You know. I see you.
Is that?
Teresa Giudice. Duh.
Do you listen to Giggly Squad, Therese?
Yeah, I like to giggle sometimes. Yeah.
Well, we're so honored to have such a icon.
Yeah,
on
legend.
The show. Is there a specific reason why you wanted to come on?
Thank you. Yeah. Well, my team has been saying, like, all these people I saw at BravoCon, and I was like going through the list, and I was like, wait a minute. Paige never said hi to me.
Yes, I did.
Paige, you didn't say hi?
Yes, I did. I said hi multiple times.
Where was that? Hannah, you know.
Paige is normally very friendly in those environments.
I talked to Gia, too. I even gave Gia the name of my stylist, and she used her.
Gia used your stylist? Oh, yeah. My God. All right. Well, she didn't tell me.
I don't know. Teresa, I feel like you must meet so many people, and you see so many Italians that Paige must have just...
I just got lost
in the sauce.
Yeah.
In the marinara sauce.
Yeah, right next to the meatballs. But look, all right, so maybe I did see you. And you know what we didn't get to talk about was all the crap you was talking about my wedding.
Teresa, I just think that you're like such a beautiful woman. You didn't need all of the hair.
The hair. All right. So what was like the biggest issue? Was it the hair?
I just felt like it overtook your gorgeous face.
Wow.
Ooh, she's sticking with what she said. I'm nervous right now.
All right, you're sticking with
it. What did you think of the cutout of you and Louie, though, at BravoCon, and everyone was putting their faces in pretending to be you guys?
I loved it because I was like, they were really showing how much Louie and I love each other. So I thought that was really cute in our love bubble. Yeah, and Louie was at BravoCon, so it was nice, but... Yeah, like the hair took like 10 hours, like thousands of dollars. So I just thought maybe you would think like, wow, she put so much work into it. You know,
I did think that you put so much work into it.
Paige, didn't you like the smoke machines?
I did. I love a fog machine.
A fog machine.
Yeah.
A fog. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our DJ, he wasn't going to do it, but I said no. For like $1,000 more, we could have fog. So I say, yeah, do a smoke.
Teresa, normally when we meet, you're pretty positive. Are you a little bit maybe sensitive right now because of the whole Dancing with the Stars fiasco?
Yeah, you know, like a lot of people thought I was going to get kicked off week one. But I showed them Paige. And I went to week two. Yeah, look, no, you guys want a joke, but there was a lot of people not dancing good. Like, they were bad.
Well, I'm going to be totally honest. I think having Charli D'Amelio on it, is not fair. She's a dancer.
Unfair.
Yeah. She's a dancer. She's been dancing since she was like three, since like my daughters were dancing. Like, I'm like, that's not fair.
Who did you think wasn't good, Teresa?
Well, let me tell you this. Like, Vinny, he's also from like the New York area. Like, he sucks. Like,
do your families know each other?
Kinda, but not really. Just from like the TV stuff. But like, yeah, I didn't think Vinny was that good. And like, yeah,
I'm team Vinny. I love Vinny.
Wait a minute. All right, look at this, Paige. I'm trying to tell. Like, look, who are you choosing? Let me. All right, you never take a stance. Is it Vinny or is it me or is it Melissa and Joe and me and
Vinny? Oh shit. Putting so Paige funny on the spot.
Because Melissa did just ask me to go on her podcast and I did say yes. And I do love Joe Gorga, but that's your brother. So like, I feel like I'm allowed to love him.
Yeah, but like, you should pick a side.
Okay, I picked the side of Vinny. For me, there's no Jersey Housewives without Teresa and Melissa.
Ooh. Yeah, like us together.
Yeah, like yeah. If one of you was off, I'm not watching.
Hot take.
Yeah, well, guess what? She might be going off because she got no storyline left. Yeah, she started a podcast, but guess what? So did I. It's called Namaste Bitches. You should come on my podcast, not Melissa's.
I'm going to come on yours, too. I'm going to come on all of them.
We promise we're going to come on yours. Teresa, thank you for visiting Giggly Squad. It's always a pleasure. I'm sorry for anything Paige accidentally did at BravoCon. Yeah. She didn't mean
it. I didn't do anything.
She's sorry. Right.
You and Craig look really cute right next to all the pillows. Because I saw Craig. He looks so cute. He was doing his pillow thing. I like that.
I love that her voice gets high. Okay, everyone. Yeah. Give it up for Andrea Lopez.
I think that Teresa is your best one.
Really?
Yeah. Except your Courtney is so spot on too, but what is your favorite one to do?
Honestly, Teresa has been so funny in the past, like Dancing with the Stars, BravoCon. She's really just been in the zeitgeist of like everything I'm talking about. So I feel like it goes in stages, and right now Teresa is it, you know?
Yeah, I'm it's obsessed. So good.
I'm obsessed. If you guys don't remember, we had her on doing Courtney. She nailed it. The thing with Teresa is like you hit the like little things, like when she goes hi, when she says good at the wrong
the way she stops her words so like quickly, you nail that.
Dude, you fucking nailed it.
Yeah.
You're so talented. Where can people follow you?
You can follow me at Andrea Lopez Comedy on Instagram and TikTok. I would appreciate it. DM me. I always try to answer my messages and I appreciate all your guys' love. Paige, oh my God. I skipped a line to get a picture with Paige and Craig and I was so scared. Yeah. Like I had Nick with me and he was like getting me to the front and I was like, there's people waiting for hours. I can't just skip it.
You could get clawed.
I was like, I was apologizing to the people.
Wait, were you dressed up as Teresa that day?
Yes!
I looked like an insane groupie and I looked like I was on I looked like I had issues and they bumped me to the top in front of the line.
I was like, I know she's weird, but she's my friend. So please don't make fun of her.
So you dressed up as Teresa as a bride. Did you get to meet Teresa?
You guys, yes. I went to the panels and I went up.
Oh, you asked a question, didn't you?
Yes, I asked a question and I was like sixth in line in questions and they never get to that many people. So they actually saw I was in full costume. They bumped me up to the front. They put me on the screen and then Teresa's social media manager came up to me after I asked the question. She brought me up and she was like, we have to get a picture with you and Tree. And then Louis was the one that was so nice. He was like, oh my God, I remember I was in a steam bath and Teresa screamed and I went on there and she was taking a bath. And he provided so many details, but he was like, it was the moment that she saw your videos and it was great. And she's a big fan and we love you. And I was blown away. I was like, meanwhile, I have her full wedding hair and tiara and they're explaining.
What did Trey say?
You guys, she truly said nothing. At first, when I was asking the question, she was pointing like, that's her. That's the girl. Okay. And then I go up there and it's like she forgot the interaction we just had. She was like, hi. And then we took a picture and I was like, okay, it's me. Like, hey. And then Louis was the one. They were just, you know, I'm sure you guys, like the talent wranglers are just like pushing them out the door. There's no time. Yeah. So then Louis was
the talent wranglers.
The wranglers.
I said that I felt like, because they kept calling them like talent handlers. And yeah. I was like, I literally feel like I'm in a dog show. Yeah. And my handler is like about to show me to the next thing.
Half the dogs were blackout.
Yeah. I feel like I'm at a drunk dog show.
Oh my God. Well, Andrea, thank you so much for coming. We love you so much. You are such a friend of the Giggly Squad. We're obsessed with you.
Thank you, Hannah. Thank you, Paige. Love you guys.
Love you. Peace out.
Bye, guys.
Oh my God. Paige, are you sick? Are you dying?
No, I have the worst cough ever. Is this the first time we've ever done Giggly Squad and we have makeup on and look like humans?
Yeah, I actually feel uncomfy.
Me too. I keep looking at myself in the screen and I'm like, stop like being such a pick me.
Do you think we're less pretty we're less funny when we're pretty?
I think so.
Yeah, like I'm so bored with myself right now.
Yeah, like it looks like I have had no childhood trauma.
You know, like trying is just not funny.
It's not funny. No. Yeah, I have a horrible cough. I'm just like, I've been sick for a week now.
Yeah, your body's breaking down emotionally and physically, but Take some orange juice. That's what my mom would say. Drink some orange juice.
I know my immune system is down because I got another UTI.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Your poor Vagine. She has seen some shit.
She's been overworked, overstressed. That bitch is exhausted. She's like, I get it.
Because you get it so often, you could like easily lie and get out of stuff. Like, oh, the UTI is back again.
Except that Craig knows like when I'm getting one, my mood is so, I don't know if I could recreate my mood.
Oh, you can't just be a fake bitch.
Well, you know, I can.
I have the funniest story for you. Mm-hmm. I'm in Grand Rapids, Michigan in a green room.
Yeah. Okay.
And this guy comes in the green room. I think it was a security guard. And he goes, hey, were you on Summer House?
You're like, nope, wasn't me.
No, wasn't me. But I was like, you know, yeah, you know, in another life, I did do reality TV. And yep. He was like, I have the funniest story to tell you. And when people tell you that, you know it's not going to be funny.
Like, it's like when someone's like, oh my God, watch this YouTube video. And you're like, okay.
I want the last 4 minutes of my life back.
Yeah.
So he goes, so I just got out of jail.
Classic.
And I was like, cool. And he was like, when I was 21, I was drinking and I had an accident, a DUI, and I ended up in jail for 5 years. And I was like, oh my God, where's the funny part? Mm-hmm. And he goes, in jail, we all loved Summer House.
Wait, that's the new demographic I cater to now. I only care about men in jail.
Our favorites were Hannah and Paige. And I go, even my last season, he goes, yo, you sit up for yourself. No one fucks with you. And I was like, but I cried the whole time. And he was like, no, we believe you.
Wait, this is why I'm always on jail TikTok. I'm big in the jail community.
It's because they know you're coming for tax evasion soon. They're just buttering it up for you.
They're getting ready for me. Wait, I love this.
We're big in jail.
You know what? There's only a few demographics that I care about. It's the gays and now jail. People that are in jail.
Wait, what if we did a live Giggly at
jail? Like when they, oh my God, like when like Elvis and like people would go perform for like people in jail. If we did a Giggly Squad, I'd fucking cry.
You're like, I love all your outfits. They're so cute.
Like, you're so lucky that orange is so good on you. It's not good on everyone.
We go, our biggest pet peeve is guys drinking milk straight up.
Raise your hand if you're in here for tax evasion and tell me what happened. We're going to skip the Men is Trash segment because it's very clear what is happening here.
Red flags. Yeah, we go to Alcatraz.
Oh my God. You know.
Giggly takes Alcatraz. Oh man. But anyway,
no,
but I do have
can't.
To say the Innocence Project is an amazing organization that literally uses DNA to get men who are innocently put in jail, because there are so many that are in jail for like 20 years that are innocent.
Honestly, that is also one of my biggest fears, that like someone will frame me for something or like I'll be wrongfully convicted.
Yeah. Oh my God. Sorry to get to it early, but I just watched the most amazing documentary called, what is it called?
Wow, sounds so amazing.
And I forget what it was on, and I forget
good
who it
was marketing
about, but it was amazing. Wait, no, you guys are gonna die. Her name is Michaela McCullum. She is from Northern Ireland. And okay, it's called Hi. You're going to fucking lose your mind.
Hi, like H-I or Hi, H-I-G-H?
H-I-G-H. So okay. She grew up in Northern Ireland. Family was poor. She grew up in a farm. And she, at 20 years old, she was like, I'm outies. She goes to Ibiza.
Yeah, classic.
She goes, I didn't unpack. I went straight to the bars. She meets these girls. Everyone's doing drugs. They're having so much fun. Fast forward maybe like 3 weeks. She meets a guy, red flag.
Okay.
And he's a drug dealer.
Classic.
And she basically gets hammered and she's like doing speed or ecstasy. And he's like, can you go to Spain and just pick up some stuff for me? I'll pay you $5,000. And she was like, I'm down. $5,000 is so much money. She gets to Spain and they go,
No, you have to
get on this flight to go to Peru. She didn't know where Peru was. She thought it was in Spain. She starts to sober up and she's on a flight and she realizes it's 12 hours and she's going to the other side of the world and she starts freaking out and she's with another girl.
Wait, what year is this?
This is recent.
Okay, she didn't fucking Google, hey, how long's this flight? Like what?
She just like didn't know where Peru was.
I Google like when I get into an Uber. I'm like, is this going to be 30 minutes or 15? Like I need to know.
So basically, oh yeah, she... So this was 2013, like I was in college.
Okay.
So she gets there and for a week they make her just like act like they're tourists in Peru, like going on these bus tours that she doesn't want to be on and she starts freaking out. And then finally, I fall asleep during this point, but they get arrested in Peru and they're kind of using her as an example. They called them like the Peru 2 and they both go to this horrible jail. This horrible jail.
Wait, so she's all right. And so she's like with some random girl.
Yeah, that they like sent with her and their job was to do together. They get caught and they're being used as an example. They say, you're going to have to do 15 years of prison. This all happened within like 30 days of her going to Ibiza.
What the fuck? Her mom's livid.
Her mom's going to kill her. Whenever your mom gets mad, be like, at least I didn't try to sell cocaine in Peru.
Honestly, I'm 30 years old and I get in situations and I'm like, ooh, my mom is going to kill me.
So they go, if you tell us who you're working with, we'll cut it to like 6 years. And she gives them like some general information. But then
I'm immediately giving this man up. I'm immediately being a rat.
But Paige, she finds out that people are killed every day in jail for snitching. Every day in jail, they just get someone to kill you. Some girl comes with a fucking brick and hits you over the head.
Not if they're watching Summer House. Not if they're being entertained.
Distract them with fighting between.
We're literally Kim Kardashian working behind the scenes in jail to make sure people aren't shanking other rats. We're doing social justice.
Jail should be fun. So she gets in jail and she's like, I'm gonna get murdered. She said once she was in jail and someone next to her literally got murdered. Blood everywhere, hair everywhere. Sick. And she's basically like, this, my life is over. And then something happens where she just gets inspired to like learn Spanish. Okay. So 6 months in, she starts learning Spanish. She starts getting along with people. And next thing you know, she starts her own salon in the jail where she's like, I don't even know what I'm doing. But people like that she's doing the hair. She gets all the gossip. She gets voted as president of the jail. This is this blonde white bitch. What? Like, this has to be a movie. She gets voted president of the jail. She improves like their water system. She gets them better snacks. And then they call her in at like 2.5 years and she gets... out because she basically gave this amazing speech about how like she knows she fucked up, she's not the same girl she was, she learned from her mistakes. But then she goes to Ireland and everyone hates her because at first she said like, we didn't know what was going on, but then to get a smaller sentence they were like, we knew what was going on, we're guilty, we're sorry. So Ireland was like, she's a liar, she's a horrible person. There's a lot of religious people who are like, how dare she even touch a drug? So she gets to Ireland and she was like the most hated person.
Those are your people.
My people, my family. Does the second family is there. But
so how old is she now?
Good question. I mean, she was 20 when all that went down. So she's probably
So she got out. Now she's like married, has kids. And she's just like, guess what mom did one time?
Just literally she wrote a book and it became a Netflix thing, but I think it needs to be a movie. Like, it's way better than Orange is the New Black.
I was just going to say, this needs to be like a mini series.
She also said everyone was fucking. Like everyone was eating each other out every day, all the time.
Stop.
So anyway, that's your future.
Wow, that's a good one. I'm going to watch that one.
Yeah, it's called Hannah High.
I feel like you talk about a lot of documentaries and I'm always like, I'm going to watch it. And I don't.
Yeah, I have to update my list on my Instagram.
Because I just have you to watch them for me. And it's basically like I watched it. But this one I'm going to watch.
It's really good. And she's like really, she looks like Paris Hilton kind of.
Wow. Speaking of Paris Hilton, Hannah and I look pretty because we're going to do a photo shoot for our 2023 tour. And
World
we're
tour.
Yep. And we're recreating this specific picture. And
Paige styled it.
I found the picture. I said, we're recreating this for our tour. We literally can't do anything else but this.
We ordered
all the outfits on Amazon. The hint is there is a pitchfork.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, did the pitchfork come okay? Are you going to go in an Uber with a pitchfork?
The pitchfork is in a box and I'm going to just get an SUV and bring it. And Craig was like, you should take the pitchfork on the subway so you can get on one of those New York City Instagrams.
You're like, I'd rather not.
I said, shut up.
I feel like Craig would buy a book and just sit on the subway all day to get on Hot Guys Reading. And his book would be upside down.
Craig is not, we're not subway people.
He should actually promote his book by reading his book on the subway. And getting on that. But we have to stop being his managers. Like, he needs to figure it out on his own.
It's too much.
How are you?
Hi. I was in Charleston this weekend.
What happened?
Honestly, nothing. Literally nothing. It was just I was on a different couch in a different state.
Why do you go from your couch in New York to your couch in Charleston?
I was like doing the math and I realized that like Craig is in a full-on long-distance relationship and I'm not. This is the first time I've been back to Charleston since May.
But like that's how it should be.
Right. Like I was just so busy. I have too much shit going on in New York City to just like up and leave. So I went back specifically because he is designing his backyard and he had to pick out all these things for up the pool. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have great taste. So I had to go and like pick everything out with him, which was so fun and very exciting. And I felt very adult.
Yeah.
And then Saturday we went to this like outdoor like beer thing.
Uh-huh.
Nothing happened. And then I like literally went home. And then Saturday night we did go to the Special Olympics gala, which was very sweet.
Oh my god, but I love that.
Craig literally sprung it on me and was like, hey, and now we have to go to a gala. And luckily I had a black dress that was four sizes too small in his closet, so I had to wear like an oversized blazer because it was so risque and I looked ridiculous. So we did that. And then I came home on Sunday because we have Giggly Squad things this week. So
yeah, we
have
to get our shit together for Giggly. I was in Grand Rapids where my best friend Haley lives. We had so much fun. I'm going to Minneapolis next weekend. There's a couple tickets left.
Wait, Haley was in Grand Rapids?
She wasn't. She literally was like, hey, you should book shows in Grand Rapids. Like, I'll get people to come. And I was like, do you know 1,000 people? And she was like, probably. And we sold out.
If anyone knows 1,000 people, it's literally
Haley. She's like the princess of Grand Rapids. So it was great. It was fun. Drunk gigglers. Very drunk.
Yeah, I bet. You did write down.
Oh, I wrote down a ton of shit for this episode.
And the one that's sticking out to me is real recognizes real. And as I do agree, I'd love to know what prompted that.
So, oh my god, I was in Indiana with my brother. My brother is like the logical, smart, chill version of me and way more mature. And I was telling him about like,
also known as Lois's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also just did a podcast on Burning in Hell with him and his wife and my mom. So that was really cute if you want to listen. Because my brother, I had a brother reveal this week.
Yeah.
I asked him about famous people.
I thought that was a very
because he doesn't
TikTok.
Know anything going on. He doesn't have social media. He is an old soul.
Good for Genie.
So I was telling him like it came up some of the crazy plastic surgery things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, my favorite subject to talk about. Yep. And I was like, you know, you could just like remove chunks of fat off your face. You can move stuff around.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, why do you, are you into it? And he's like, look, real recognizes real. If you want to attract a certain guy who like wants a girl who looks like you want a certain look of like a Barbie, mm-hmm. you're going to attract a guy who wants to fuck a girl who looks like an Instagram model. So right. There is something interesting about like, what do you want to attract? Because yeah, you might want to look like an Instagram model, but do you want to attract the kind of guy that follows 4,000 Instagram models? So that was a very interesting thing.
That's a very interesting perspective.
Because like he loves just like, Jeannie is so naturally pretty, never wears makeup. And like she attracted a guy who's fucking like honest.
Yeah.
He's been dating her since college. Like think about the Kardashians. All the guys they've been with have cheated on them, and it's not because they're ugly. It's because they're in this crazy world of clout. And I mean, all the Travis Scott stuff going on. Have you been following
that? Wait, the Travis Scott stuff is kind of crazy. Also, don't love that her name is Ro. Bad for my brand.
Bad for the brand, but people will forget.
Do you think she's lying? Because when I first heard the story and like was seeing all the TikToks about it, everyone was like, this is true. Like this girl has all these pictures, all these videos, like all this dirt and basically like blackmail on Travis Scott. Then as the night went on and I was watching more TikToks, they were like, this girl's crazy. She's done this to Drake. She's just really good at faking things and like saying that she's friends with all these people. But like, actually, that's not Travis Scott even in that picture. It's this guy. And like,
well, it'll be like his shoes and it's like just generic Nikes.
Yeah.
And at first I thought it was real, but then she was like doing this speech. Did you hear her talking to the camera? And she was like, don't act like you don't know me. Don't act like you don't know me, which I don't think you would say if you were with someone for 10 years.
Right.
Like you would be like, okay, well, like we have a very deep relationship.
Or like I wouldn't be putting my face in Instagrams, I don't think.
Like, say what you want about Summer from Adam Levine.
It's Sumner.
But she was like not trying to get crazy attention from it. Like, yeah, she had one TikTok with his song in the background. But this bitch, every single photo is about Travis. I'm not saying he didn't cheat with her. I'm not saying she's lying.
He cheated. He cheated.
But people were basically saying that Kylie was the side chick and this is his main girl, which I think is a little reach. But then again, it's like, a lot of people, when you're that famous, you cannot have a healthy relationship. It's all business. You'd rather just have someone that you kind of trust that doesn't embarrass you. Then people were saying that Kourtney Kardashian was kind of pissed with the whole show for a while. Do you want to explain it?
Yes. They were saying that she's pissed with the show because her and Tristan's relationship was so fucking on blast and everything he did, when in reality, everybody else's significant other was also cheating, but they kept it so under wraps. They knew Scott was cheating. They knew Kanye was cheating. They knew Travis was cheating.
No one talked about how much of a red flag it was at the time that Travis did not know the name of Kylie's dogs in that interview. Do you remember when she's like, what are the name of my dogs? And he's like, Lady. And she's like, Lady, that's not someone's name. He barely named one. She's three dogs.
Wait, that's a huge red flag.
Like, that makes the situation make a little sense. Wait, like, okay,
wait, I'm texting Craig right now and saying, do you know the name of my dog?
Yeah, let's see what he says. This is a test. If Craig knows the name, Travis has been having a fake relationship with Kylie.
Oh my God. What's my dog's name? He better respond immediately.
And people were saying how like Travis had 1 million followers and then he got with Kylie and now he's at like 37 million. Like she launched his career. I mean, obviously he's the one with the talent, but like being involved with a Kardashian is just, I mean, honestly, Scott, get your shit together.
Dude, how crazy that Scott just got bullied the entire time and he turned out to be the best one of all of them.
Yeah.
And also we don't talk about that Scott was like 25 when they were just like dogging him on the shit he was like going out and partying. Like, yeah, he was 25.
Yeah.
What else was he going to do but go out and party?
They were babies who just like didn't use condoms.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig.
add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Also, how fucking crazy is Kanye being?
Well, now it's getting really ugly. Michael Rapaport, who is, like, he's the best. He's so funny, nice, cool. Oh my God, he'd be so funny on Giggly Squad. But anyway, Kanye left him some crazy voicemail, and then he came back at him and just was like tearing him apart. And my favorite part was he called Kanye fat, which, and like for a dude to call another dude fat, like I feel like he knows Kanye cares so much about his image. Like that was the pettiest shit to say, but you know, that hurt the most.
Wait, it's so funny that you say that because I'm trying to think, like, I never hear guys comment on other guys'
looks.
Yeah.
No, but that was savage of him. He goes, and you've gained weight. And I was like, from a girl's perspective, I was like, holy shit. He just crossed the line.
The thing that's so scary is that, like, okay, we're like normal people. And like the shit that Kanye is saying in general and like about Jewish people, like we know that he's crazy. And we can chalk it up to like, this man is crazy. Like, he's obviously like going like mentally ill and like something's going on, like whatever. But there are people in the world that like don't have that logic and they believe him. And like that's what
is scary,
is the scary part. Like it's the same with like reality TV or like anything on social media. Like one person can say something and then they believe that that's true.
Yeah. And they don't want any other narrative or story.
Yeah. And you're just like, whoa, 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 whoa. That's absolutely crazy. And like, it's also that's like, not normal.
Obviously, cancel culture is way too much sometimes. But this man is like actively trying to get his whole career canceled at this point. Like he's, he's like egging on Adidas. People are dropping him left and right. And as a woman of Jewish descent, it's like, was not that long ago that the Holocaust happened.
Right. And him like saying that like it didn't even happen.
Yeah. We grew up in New York. So I thought half the world was Catholic and half was Jewish growing up. Like,
dude, I know. I think we're at such a, we're in like a weird section of the world because like everyone I know is Jewish.
Yeah, but when I went to Wisconsin, some people had never met a Jewish person.
That's so crazy to me. Girls, do yourself a favor and sleep with a Jewish man. You will not regret it. Honestly, some of my favorite boyfriends have been short, hairy Jews
with large schlongs,
and I fucking loved them. Like, loved them.
Yeah.
So, like, I think it's so crazy when people are like, yeah, I don't like know anyone Jewish, or like don't know like Jewish culture, and it's just so prevalent in New York. So I feel like we take that for granted, and like it's very sad. It's like extremely sad.
We all know the most beautiful, amazing people who are Jewish, and having Kanye just like say anti-Semitic shit is not because he's mentally ill. It's because he's being a bigot.
Yeah, and just like a fucking dick.
And it's bad for people who do have like bipolar disorder or are struggling with a mental illness for them to be like, oh, he's mentally ill. This is what you do when you're mentally ill. No, you don't have to be an asshole.
Like, we wouldn't have bagels and whitefish. So like, fuck off, Kanye.
You ever had a potato latke with applesauce or sour cream?
Hello.
Okay, where do we even go from here? I do have a warning. You know how the platform UGG boots are really popular?
Yeah.
I think they're sold out. But I saw an article, an actual article, not TikTok, that said a New York podiatrist. Oh my God, everyone's brain cells are burning right now.
I thought you were saying like poltergeist. I was like, a what?
A New York podiatrist fears that the boot could cause damage to a person's foot or ankle. Basically, people have been spraining their ankle left and right with these platform shoes because there's no support on the ankle. You're basically just walking on like a platform.
There are these sandals that I have that I'm like, I always wore over the summer, and like all my DMs were like, wait, where did you get these? And I was like, I got them on Amazon, but I'm going to be totally honest. If you don't have good balance, don't get them. I have almost broken my ankle 7 times, and I've had a lot of girls be like, yeah, okay, then they're not for me. Can't order
them. You know, when the sidewalk's a little off, I'm like, I'm going down. Yeah. I'm going down. Yeah, I ultimately think that platform Uggs are just bad for feminism because like if we can't walk, we can't take down the patriarchy. So think twice before you buy those. Are you going to get Uggs for winter?
So I have the short mini ones. I don't have the platform ones.
Do you like the short mini ones?
I do. I got them last season. I only wore them a couple times. And then I do have the Ugg like slides.
Wow, you're clogs. Really ahead of the curve.
I haven't worn the slides that much, though.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like New York, you don't want to wear the slides outside because you're like, do I want it to get pissed on?
Yeah. It's more of like a when I go to the country, like it's more of a vibe when I'm like in the suburbs. I'm like, oh, I'm packing my Uggs.
When you go to Delaware? Suburbs.
Yeah, when I'm in Delaware, Albany, even Charleston, I'm like, I'm in a driveway, so I'm going to wear Uggs.
Also, I found really good advice for a slick back bun.
Oh, what is that?
As you guys know, I've been trying to perfect it. In our last live show, I had a full panic attack, and Paige had to literally do it for me 5 minutes before the show because there were too many bumps and my OCD was going nuts.
Well, so, Hannah was like classic. Like, we got our hair done. She was like, oh my God, I love it so much. Thank you. And then they left and she literally started crying and she was like, I hate my hair. And I was like, I can fix it 2 seconds.
So this is what you do to help with the bumps. When you're first doing it, she had a spray bottle, but basically you wet the hair a little bit. So when you brush it back, it goes really smoothly. And then you put a gel or something on it. That was my 3 cents on that.
I recommend doing it when your hair is like you're on last day before you can wash it. Like when it's greasy is when it looks the best.
Oh, yes. Final question. As a Zara correspondent, I went to Zara in Soho the other day in honor of you. And there's like a huge Zara beauty section that no one ever goes
talks about. Yep.
What's going on?
I don't know why it had. I haven't tried anything from it, but there are some people that love the Zara perfumes, which I think I might get one because I'm always looking for a new scent. But yeah, Zara has an entire beauty section that like no one talks about. I feel like they don't really promote it. Like it's just this weird section. And honestly, the packaging gives me like Kim Kardashian vibes. It's like very minimalist, but I haven't tried anything. Did you go in that section or were you like, no one's in here? This is weird.
Yeah, you know when no one's in there and you're like, I'm not going to be that loser.
Yeah, you're like, what's wrong with everything that like no one's in here?
But this is fucking Soho, New York City at like 4 p.m. It's so crowded and then it's just empty in the beauty aisle. So I was like, did we find out they're like using, they're testing on animals? Like, what is going on?
I bet it's good. Like, I bet it's fine. I actually just switched up like all my makeup. Here's my flaw. I don't like leaving my house ever. Like, I don't want to do it. So it pains me to think that I have to like literally walk around the corner to Ulta or like Sephora and match my colors. Mm-hmm. Cause like that, I'm not doing it.
Even though it would take 3 seconds, but yeah.
It would take 3 seconds, but I rather order a bunch of wrong shades on Amazon than go and do that.
Yeah.
But I've been getting better at it. And so I think I'm going to do a makeup video because I switched up all my... Sometimes you just got to like throw out all your makeup and get all new makeup, and then your makeup looks better, even though it doesn't. You have to psych yourself out.
Well, even like foundation, if you just change your foundation, it could change the whole vibe. And I haven't found a foundation that I'm fully in love with yet. I said it.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's interesting because I have a few that I love that I don't mind wearing all day because they're more like a BB cream skin tint. Like, I can't do a full foundation for like normal day stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like,
Do you want to spill the tea on any of the brands you like?
Okay. I got some Makeup by Mario stuff. Mm. Then I got the Kosas concealer.
Yes.
I have been like trying new mascaras, and I just went back to my old faithful Thrive. I really do think that they're the best.
Yes.
What else did I get that's new? Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Foundation mixed with my IRL Flawless Filter Foundation. I'm a big mixer these days.
Okay, that is like next level. And when you do it, do you say, and then you go in?
I literally today was like, I should film myself doing my makeup. But I was like, oh, I'm in a rush. And like, I don't really know if I love all of these products. But as I was doing it, I was like practicing. And I was like, and now I'm going to go in. And I was like, I hate when people say that.
Whenever anyone says that, I'm like, oh my God, they know what they're doing. They're going in.
Yeah.
They're going in.
They're going in. But yeah, so I've been like switching up my makeup. So I'm going to do a video on all my new stuff that I bought.
I'm like really passionate about mascara, but now I can't find the names of it.
What brand do you use?
I'm really, really good at mascara.
I feel like you're being sarcastic.
I actually am. I really found the two brands. So I'm going to sound like Bethany Frankel, but this mascara is on the level. Sky High Maybelline. I've been using for a while, and it like blew up on TikTok, and I was like, oh my God. And it's literally just drugstore. It's like $7. No, $10. $10.49 to be exact. And then the one I just discovered on TikTok that I'm currently obsessed with is the Telescopic Mascara L'Oreal. I hate when it's chunky. I want it to be long and thick and no chunks. And these are like the least chunky, like every lash is like individual and big and beautiful. So that's my 3 cents. Can we do some front page news?
Yeah, we can.
Do you want to feel old right now?
I know what you're going to say. Yeah.
You really do?
Yeah, I do.
What am I going to say?
You're going to say that the girls that were on the Ellen show when we were like in middle school and they were so cute, one is having a baby.
Yep. Okay, guys, do you remember the girls who rapped the Nicki Minaj
Sophia
lyrics?
Sophia Grace.
Those two little girls? One of them was pregnant.
This one is for the boys with the booming system, top down AC with the cooling system.
Grace Brownlee is pregnant. We all need to start using more moisturizer and eye cream.
Here's the thing. That did make me feel very old, but then when I read it, I was like, oh, she's a baby having a baby. So I actually don't feel as old as I thought I was going to. She's 19 having a baby, which totes my goats. Do your own thing. Baby, marriage, do it whenever you want. Have it whenever you want. Mm-hmm. I personally, the thought of having a child right now gives me hives.
Oh, for sure. We've been talking about having babies a lot recently, though. I've been telling this new stand-up joke about you're in it. How you told me I was gonna get pregnant the night of my pregnancy, and I'm like, you know that friend who's like, you don't know if they're psychic, but like they could be, and you can't tell them they're not, and you're the reason why I took plan B, because I was like, if that bitch is right.
Craig has like what is it called, like a red flag with me. The audacity. No,
hilarious. Hysterical.
I'm dying laughing.
Laughing on the floor, rolling around laughing.
Yeah.
Ruffle.
And the red flag is babies absolutely love Craig. Like, anytime there's a baby in a room, it locks eyes with Craig, fucking obsessed with Craig. I walk into a room, babies are immediately like, get her out. It's not great for us. We can't stand her. And Craig is like very turned off by it and gets like very uncomfortable with it. And so he was like, why do you think the other night he was like hanging out with a bunch of babies?
And he was like, that's a red flag.
That's a red flag. And he was like,
why are all your friends babies?
And he's like sending me videos of like all these babies. And I'm doing like the normal response, like, oh my God, so cute. I even didn't even respond about the picture of Lois. I felt so bad.
I sent Paige the cutest photo and she didn't respond. And I was like okay, that's not her thing.
So I said to him, I was like, look. Babies are real and so am I. And when I walk into a room, they can feel the vibe that I inherently give off, which is, I think you're cute, but after 10 minutes, I don't really care about you.
Real recognize real.
Yeah, real recognize real. Like, I'm not trying to fuck with you that much. Like, I will hold you. I will think you're cute. And then after 15 minutes, where's your mom? Because I'm done.
I do have to say it is true. Like, I think Lois is the cutest baby ever, and I really can't tell if it's because she's related to me or not.
It's because she's related to you.
So you're calling her ugly?
No. I think Lois is cute, but you love her more than other generic babies because she's related to you, and I agree with that.
People are like that with dogs. Like, I think some dogs, like, I think pugs look like they got punched in the face.
Same with that, too. Like, I think dogs are cute. Some dogs I don't think are cute, and I hate certain dogs.
Do you know those white dogs that have, like, pink skin underneath?
Yeah.
Is that Polo?
First of all, Polo was Apricot. As he's gotten older and wiser and has seen some shit, his hair has gotten whiter.
Apricot?
Yeah. He was, like, orange.
But you called it Apricot.
Well, he's sophisticated. He's a French poodle.
Side note, feminist rant. Yeah. We have to stop using the word anti-aging.
Okay.
Like, even our joke before of like, okay, take some more eye cream. No.
Yep.
We're aging. We're not trying to fight aging. We're not. If we age, it doesn't have to be gracefully. We're just aging. Because you don't see men take anti-aging serum.
Okay, this one's going to take a little time to get used to, but no time like the present to start. I actually just bought these things off of Amazon that you, like, sleep with on your face. That
the are Botox?
Basically.
Yeah. Like, you basically put tape on your face and it, like, holds it. Is it working?
I haven't tried it yet. I just got it in the mail. Oh, my God. Remember when I used to make fun of Perry so much for taping his mouth?
Yep.
Well, I saw one TikTok about it, and I was like, wow, this man really knew what he was doing.
So what is the benefit again?
And I ordered mouth tape. You're supposed to just, like, get a better sleep.
So you kidnap yourself. You take some duct tape, you put it over your mouth, and you're like, let's see what happens tonight.
So I'm going to try it. I mean, the man was smart. He wasn't successful for no reason. So I'm going to see if it works. Because I've just been waking up every morning and being fucking exhausted.
What do we think about Scooter Braun?
Wait, what's going on?
So him and his wife are not together anymore.
Right, and Taylor Swift wrote a whole song about it?
I don't know about the Taylor Swift part, but people are speculating that Scooter Braun, Justin Bieber's manager, cheated on his wife with Erica Jane. Is that not insane?
Wait. And then, okay, so then what's the whole part about, like, Armie Hammer's wife? Wasn't there like a section where it's like where Erica Jane lived next door to Armie Hammer and she would like go out in the backyard and be like naked, and Armie Hammer's wife like would say like, we have like a crazy weird neighbor.
What I feel like Erica Jane's life is so much more interesting off camera,
because that's the real
real recognize real.
I feel like most people on reality TV, their real lives are so much better and so much more interesting.
Hot take: the real drama that's going on is much better than the 45 minutes you see on TV of a bunch of lines cut up.
Oh my God, it's literally a prelude to like the real drama.
Literally an appetizer. It is a watered down martini.
And a mouche bouche, if you will. A palate cleanser. It's the green ice cream in Princess Diaries on what it's is really going on
in a 20 course meal.
I can't wait in like 15, 20 years, a tell-all exclusive of reality TV. And they're like, we're going to bring back reality TV stars from 20 years ago. Sign me up already.
Your Spencer Pratt moment.
Sign me the fuck up already, because, girl.
Do you know that my first couple months in therapy after reality TV was just my therapist talking me off the ledge from exposing shit? She was like, stay away from your phone. Dude. Stay away from your computer.
The cover-ups, the shit that just like really goes on in the reality TV world. And like, hello, Erica Jane is fucking the number one manager in Hollywood. And that's not even a storyline. How? No.
Yep.
How?
Yep. But then, like, the storylines, a lot of the time that are there is, like, a made-up storyline just to get people mad at someone.
Yeah, and you're just like, wait, what is even going... Like, Real Housewives of Potomac, they're, like, coming for Candace's husband. And it's just, like, so made up. And it's honestly made me a fan of Candace.
Well, in the past, I was Team Monique, but I did see a clip of Candace being like, why is no one calling out Michael Darby... like everyone forgives him, and I was like, real recognize real,
because the men get like so Craig just responded, polo, phew, that could have been,
but he could have texted your mom within this time.
He's typing again, so we'll see. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like, so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours even the same day with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the Sleepy Time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Yeah.
You were saying the men can get away with Literal murder. I do have to say, one thing I've noticed with the media and being a part of it is a man could punch a door and everyone would be like, he is so passionate and he needs help. What does he need? We feel so bad for him. What a passionate man. And a girl will literally get upset.
Raise their voice.
And everyone's like, she's a fucking maniac.
She's unhinged.
She's unhinged.
She's weak. And she's I'm like, I'm sorry. Stupid.
Nothing was thrown. Nothing was broken. No one was fighting.
Did that woman just have a normal human emotion show? How dare she?
Well, anger, a lot of comics talk about when men get angry, everyone's like, he is just strong and he's standing strong up for himself. Yeah. And a girl gets angry and they're like, we think she's a demon. She's a literal demon. Speaking of men with attitude problems, James Corden.
I do have to say. Oh my God. So this is a revelation for me. Same like Ellen DeGeneres circa 2020. I was distraught by it. She ended each show with be kind to one another. And if that's not the craziest, most manipulative, psychotic phrase to use when you literally like beat people up. I mean, she didn't like beat anyone up, but like metaphorically.
Emotionally. Do you know what we have to accept? People can be funny while also not being kind as people. Like, it doesn't mean she's not funny.
So many things can be true at one time. Not everything is so black and white. I can really enjoy James Corden's car ride songs and like that skit. And I can also dislike him for being rude to servers. First of all, wait, this is going to be a hot take. I thought he was gay. He's married with a wife. I thought he was gay. Nothing that like he did or like this
I
was
never
just
thought
like a
about
something
his sexuality.
That this was just something in my mind that like I thought these years.
He's so likable that you thought he was gay.
I thought he was the demographic I care about most, the gays.
Literally. So you had a real 360.
I had a real no. That 180. Would be it. I would 180. That's a tricky one though. It is a tricky one. No, I was like, wait, James Corden has a wife?
Like, I love that that's what you got from it. You were like, is she there on purpose? Is she kidnapped?
I was like, and she's a dick too? Like, what? And like, they say that they're just like the worst couple. And they're so rude.
I heard someone talk about like being mean to waiters. Anyone could do it, but it's all about like asserting your dominance, like showing that you have power over people. And I'm just like,
you have to be a real fucking asshole though to get banned from
a restaurant. Yeah. So then how do you think of his PR move? He immediately calls and says, I'm sorry. But that almost, it stopped people from talking about it a little, but it almost was like, oh, so you're guilty.
Well, yeah. But also, isn't he trying to, he's like done with his show, right?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that like there have been like a bunch of blind items that, or maybe this is like public record or news that he's like on his last season. He's not like renewing it. And now all this shit is like coming out about
him. I mean,
him.
Carpool Karaoke.
Carpool Karaoke.
Everyone loves Carpool Karaoke.
It's just, here's the thing that we always say. The people that you are obsessed with are not as good as you think. And the people that you hate are not as bad as you think.
You're so right. Real recognize real.
Real. And that's all I'll say.
Wrap it up, mm-hmm. I want to end with a final dope documentary. I was watching HLN, which is like the murder cable network. Old school commercials were coming up when I was on tour.
Okay. HLN, isn't that like a news?
It's like news, but they play just like serial killer shit. When was the last time you really heard about JonBenet Ramsey?
Oh wow, I feel like every couple of years it pops up like something.
But like, I never knew like the actual story.
Oh, I've watched, I was very obsessed with it in like high school. I feel like I watched a lot of documentaries about it.
So for anyone who doesn't know, JonBenet Ramsey is this like
she was a child
beauty queen, yes. And one day the mom calls in the morning, says my daughter's been kidnapped. There's this like three-letter ransom note, which is so fucking weird.
Yep. So many things just like didn't add up. Cops were there for hours looking for her.
The cops are there, and then the dad starts looking and he finds her in a place that only he knows about in the basement. And then she's been sexually assaulted also. And she has fresh pineapple in her stomach. Is it the dad? Is it the mom? Is it the both of them? Is it the brother? Is it someone who just came in and randomly murdered her and left her there?
I've always thought that it was the brother, and the parents knew that it was the brother, and they did everything to protect their child. Which, if I had a son and a daughter, and my daughter and my son was mentally ill, fucking nuts, crazy, which if I have a baby with Craig, most likely that's gonna happen. And I knew that my son just killed my daughter. First of all, you're distraught. You're crazy. The Italian Scorpio in me, I'm also saving my son. I'm covering that shit up immediately.
But also, do you want your son to not be taken care of so that this doesn't happen again? Like, also, he's 9. Can, like...
I know. Like, you have to get your son help. But, like, of that? I don't... there are 9-year-old murderers, for sure.
But, like...
I have a question for you. You found out someone in your family murdered someone, and the cops come and ask you, did that person murder this other person? What are you saying?
If it's extended family, throwing them under the bus.
Okay.
If it's close, real recognize real. Also, when I say extended family, everyone has like one person in their extended family that they're like, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
And if you murder someone, I knew it was going to happen. And
yeah,
I'm throwing
I knew
your
it was
under the bus.
You. One time, someone in my family, we were all like, we all asked each other this question. And my entire family was like, are you fucking kidding? No, we're not giving anyone up. And one person in my family said, yeah, they murdered someone. I'm telling the cops. And my mom looked at me and she goes, I never fucking liked that bitch. But like immediate family, oh my God, no. If my brother murdered someone, don't ask me. So who do you think it was? You think it was the dad?
I think something.
Is this like an old documentary that you watch, or is this like
it was
recent?
Old.
Like,
it was okay. Old. I think it was the mom and dad.
Wow.
Who Wowza. Sits there and writes a three-page ransom note when you just murdered someone and there's people in the house?
It's just such a crazy story. Also, there were so many things that like didn't add up. It almost seemed like the police were like also kind of in on it, and like things that they just like didn't do properly, like taking fingerprints and like DNA. Like there was DNA testing.
The parents didn't talk to the police for months.
If
your daughter got murdered, you're living at the police office being like, this is what happened. What information can I give you? The first time they talked about their story was on TV, like to control their narrative. I don't know.
I don't trust anyone. And that's just like a personality trait. If my daughter gets murdered, yes, we're going to the police. The police are helping. I'm immediately hiring a private investigator. And then when that private investigator is doing its job, I'm also hiring a hitman to kill the person that the private investigator finds.
Because my daughter is not going to jail, because then she'll watch me on Summer House, and we don't need that.
You're done. If you kill someone in my family, I will kill you. I would go to jail for that. Look, if someone killed my mom, I had no problem going to jail for murdering that person. No problem.
The swimming with the fishes.
See ya.
Welcome to Sicilian Scorpio season.
Craig did something the other day, and I was like, if you ever actually, like, he said something, and I was like, if you ever actually did that, like, I would kill you. And he was like, Paige, you can't, like, joke about that and say it like that, because I believe you. And I was like, I want you to believe me that I would kill you.
The most iconic Chrissy Teigen moment is when she said she has a note in her pocket that says John did it, so if she ever dies, whether he did it or not, he'll never be able to meet someone new, because he'll be in jail watching Summer House.
And I fully support it.
You guys, we have tickets for our show in Atlanta left, our second show. Check Giggly Squad, the link under it. We have the tickies. We're shooting our new tour poster, and we're going to drop all the dates at once.
We're literally going to be late.
We have to go.
Yeah, we have to go.
I love you so much. Thanks for giggling. Bye.